good girls go.
Hello.
What's up? Thank you for joining us, your favorite good girls / bad girls
on Lady and the Harlot podcast.
Yeah. I like to call us Naughty Girls. Like the song.
Right.
Well, it's Nasty Girls, right?
That's the song. Both. They're naughty, nasty, and everything in between. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And welcome. So, this week's topic, we are going to talk about something we know very, very well.
Yeah.
Because we are mothers. And it's pretty much dating while you have children.
Which is really difficult.
It is. And also, I will be speaking from a standpoint of being the kid with a mother that dates.
Yeah, because my mother didn't date. Like, once my mother got a divorce, she just became a nun.
She like, just, like, wrapped up.
F it. Close shop.
Close up shop.
Stop. Drop. Stop. Close up shop. From the infamous DMX. That's what it was. So I never experienced having to see my mom date and to go through all of that you went through as a child.
A revolving door.
But I know for us as an adult, we've both gone through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I have a friend who's a comedian, and he's super funny, and it kind of reminded me of a small clip of his, I guess, comedy special.
Right.
And he does a lot of crowd work, and what, you know, basically he just kind of feeds off the crowd. And he was talking about his stepdad, but in order to talk about the stepdad, he reaches out to the crowd and has them participate. Right. So I'm just gonna play this small clip of his show.
You gotta step up. Boyfriends of mom. That's even worse. What were some of their names? I bet they're great. Big Mike? You had to call him that? Hey, it's me, Big Mike. I'll be eating Chinese food in your mom's room. If you wonder what that smell is, it's Peking duck and fuck. I brought you a Nintendo game instead of my hair. My mom had some boyfriends growing up. She dated a lot, which was always hilarious because I was just a little fat son wearing medium pajamas because nobody believed I was fat. So I was just always having my shins and belly button hanging out. And some jerk off sitting on a couch playing my mom acoustic guitar songs. Lady. I'm like, mister, give me $20. I'll go to bed. She's good to go, bro. You just need me out of your hair.
It's so funny because, I mean, I know it. That's like some awkward guy just like sitting on the fucking couch or sitting on her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like in that space as a child. And it's like, you want your mom to be happy.
Right.
You want her to date. You want her to be happy. But then she's bringing these fucking losers home. And you know, as a child, like all they care about is you to just go away.
Yeah, because they want to get with your mom.
Because they want to get with your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up with that where it was just a revolving door of men.
Right.
You were lucky in that sense that your mom was just like, nope.
Yeah, she's no.
I mean, it's good that her focus was making sure that you were okay, that you were provided for, you know. But at the same time, it's like, you don't want to be alone.
You know, hence the state where she's at right now.
Right.
You know, nobody wants to be alone. Everybody's looking for that special someone to spend their life with, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a process of dating and seeing, you know, who's out there, who's for you. Unfortunately for you, your mom was just going through them like hotcakes.
Yeah.
She was, you know, like a Rolodex, you know?
And I mean, and at the, on the other side of that is that the fact that she was young. So she had me at 21.
Right.
You know, so she still was in her early 20s and still living her best life, but recklessly.
Right. And neglecting you in the process, you know, which is, you know, fortunately some parents do.
Mm-hmm.
They have their kids, and instead of their kids being the priority and factoring them into, you know, what they're trying to do for themselves, they tend to neglect the child and say, okay. And then they focus on the guy, which is the wrong thing to do.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen some losers come into that house. And it didn't put a good light on men for me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, well, yeah, my dad's a good guy. My dad, out of all the men that she's fucked around with, my dad was probably the best one.
Of course, yeah.
In hindsight.
yeah.
And, you know, she...
I'm sure she probably realized that now, years later.
At least,
I don't know if she does.
Yeah,
really.
I don't know if she does, because she's never done any kind of inner work...
On herself,
right.
Right.
So, like, I tell people, when I say, oh, she's forever 16, like, I mean that shit. She's forever 16.
Right.
And she's very just, like, stumped. So, you know, when I got older and I, you know, got married and had a kid and now we're not together, now it's like, okay, well, I'm back on the market and now I have a child.
Yeah.
So I have to take him into consideration, obviously.
Of course.
So I'm very,
same
very,
thing I have to do, right. Same.
And I think that...
And I have two.
Right.
So it's even harder.
I think that we have to be very cautious and careful of who we bring around.
Of course.
But
and you want to make sure that the person that you're bringing around is safe,
mm-hmm.
and sane, because there's a lot of crazy fucks out there.
And it's hard. Like, how do you really know that that person is safe and sane?
It's called the computer. Some people don't do that.
Yeah, but sometimes there's those situations where it begins somewhere and it unfortunately begins with someone that they're with sometimes. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
There may not be.
You
a
really
record.
Don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, you really have to just filter, mm-hmm. and just see, read the person and just be able to gradually.
And teach your kids to speak up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they're scared and they won't speak up.
Yeah.
I was like that. Like, my mom got married to this guy and it was terrible. And I really feel like there was a part of me that, like, suppressed a lot of the shit that he did to me.
As a child,
yeah. And, you know, and I did speak up and I would tell
my
mom.
Sexual abuse.
Yeah. And I would tell my mom, like, I don't like this person. And
she ignored it.
Yeah. I would get
and that's the wrong thing to do.
I would get the, you don't want me to be happy and what's wrong with you? Like, it shouldn't have been that. It should have been like, okay, what's going on? And being around more.
Right, of course.
Yeah, so.
And instead, she just kind of neglected you and just went with what this guy was saying because he's the adult and you're the child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, unfortunately, there's a lot of cases with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
It is.
And that's, you know, and that's why for both of us, we tend to get to know the guy first before we bring them around our kids. And I know I try to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not easy dating and, you know, hoping that your kids like this person and then this guy is going to mesh well with your kids and we're just going to be one little happy family, you know, mm-hmm. which is what, how I
the
would
goal.
Like it. Yeah.
That's
which
the
is
goal.
The goal.
Yeah.
And not to say I want to be like the Brady Bunch or anything like that, but you know, you want
you're far, far cry from Florence Henderson.
I'm not saying that, but yeah. I've dated guys who had kids and you know,
and you would hope that it's an understood thing because they have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it usually isn't, you know, their focus is just me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a package deal. Like, you're a package deal. You know, we have kids. They come a part of us. You know, I understand in the beginning, you're getting to know me and you're getting to, you know, see how I am.
Connect with me.
Yeah. But then at some point you have to know that the two that come a part of me, you have to get to know them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to just put them in the closet and be like, okay, kids, I see you later. And then have my life with this guy who just wants only me. It doesn't work like that.
And that's how it was with the ex.
Yeah. That's how it was with the ex.
Yeah.
You know, he rarely dated anybody who had kids. His way of thinking was technically so warped, mm-hmm. and he had mental issues in himself.
On his own, yeah.
Just in a different way. But you know, his focus was, oh, you have kids, you could financially provide for them. Oh, you don't need me. You don't need my money. And it's just like, dude, like, don't date anybody who has kids if this is going to be a constant thing on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he used to always bring it up to the point. I'm just like, do you not see? I don't fucking need you for shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not one, you know, it's not like you're coming into a space where you got to like question that. You come into my space, you know, this woman is taking care of her shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's doing well for herself. She doesn't need me. You know, it's not a constant thing. And then, you know, with him, it was just, me. He just wanted to focus mm-hmm. on, and he didn't like to deal with the fact of my kids were young. His daughter was much older. He really didn't take any part with her development. Yeah. Just keep it real. Yeah. It was the
you
wife.
You could see that. He doesn't know how to connect with kids.
Yeah, he wasn't really there. Let's be honest. He was never there. He cheated on his wife. He was out doing his own thing. It was the wife that pretty much raised his daughter.
Yeah.
And he didn't really develop that connection with her until she became an adult and became older. And this is where it's at. So, of course, he doesn't really want to deal with kids younger because in his mind, he's thinking, oh, I don't want to have to pick them up from school. I don't want to have to do that. And it's like, dude, you don't have, your mind is going to a place where it doesn't need to go.
Right.
Because I'm not one of those that's going to throw my responsibility on you. Yeah. My kids are my responsibility.
What made me laugh with him was the fact that, like, you guys were just dating and getting to know each other, and he was jumping to step, like, 10.
Yeah.
And he hadn't even taken step 1.
Yeah.
And step 10 in his mind was like, well, we've been together almost this long, so, like, I'm going to have to move in, and I'm going to have to take them to school.
And I'm looking at him like, dude, whoa. Like, you haven't slow
even,
down.
You haven't even said hello to them.
Yeah, like, let's take a couple steps back. My head is not even there yet.
Yeah.
You haven't even made certain moves for me, for my head to even go to that place yet, mm-hmm. you know? It just was not there. And he was just like jumping. And, you know, I think for him, the problem was the age factor. He was like, so there was such an age difference. It was a 14 years age gap.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was 16, but he says 14.
Oh, that's right. 16. That's right.
A 16
forgot
year
about, yeah, age 16. Gap. 16 year age gap.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's by himself. Mm-hmm. His daughter's living her life mm-hmm. as she should. And I think that's a hindrance for her, unfortunately, because of his mental state.
Right.
And I think he was just thinking, well, I need to live with somebody. I can't be alone. I can't be this. And like, dude, the way you're going, it's unfortunate that it may end up like that because of where your head is at.
Right.
You know, and with when it pertains to my kids, I used to tell him there's no future here because you're not trying to get to know them. Mm-hmm. You know, by getting to know them is, you know, I say, you know, do something simple, you know. Play a video game, like, you know, sit and talk to them, have a conversation, like just get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're getting to know them, that means that you're showing that interest within me.
Right.
And if you're not trying to get to them, then you're really not being serious about me.
Right. And the other thing I would say all the time is like, he's always making dates with you, but it's like, you can make a date with you and
us.
The kids.
Yeah. With us.
Go to the park, go to the beach, go somewhere.
Right.
And those are those opportunities to build memories and get to know them.
Yeah. But his head wasn't there, and that's not what he really wanted.
No, he just wanted you. And it was like sickening. Like there are those moments when you see people and they look at each other, and the way they look at each other, you know that they're in love and it's good and it's very nice to see, and you thrive for that,
mm-hmm.
you know? But like then the way he was is like, we'll all be around and he's just staring at you. Every time you walk by, he's staring at you. But it was like disgusting because your kids are right there. And
it was like, I was a piece of meat.
Yeah.
I don't mind that, to tell you the truth.
I don't mind that. Joking. I don't mind that either, but it's.
But I know my kids are here.
Yeah,
so the focus should be, you know, everybody, not.
Yeah. Like.
Right.
It you know, like, I don't know.
I was with his daughter, it was his daughter and the boyfriend, mm-hmm. As I told you, they were like a package deal. So anytime we did anything with them, it was just the group of us. And I liked it. I didn't have mm-hmm. any problem. You know, she's a lovely girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the boyfriend is cool as well. And, you know, I genuinely wanted to get to know her,
mm-hmm.
you know? So for me, that interest was there. It's just unfortunate it wasn't there on his end pertaining to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just was what it was. And I used to say to him, there's no future here. And there wasn't because
You know what, although I'm actually going to bring up another dynamic because we've been, and you just literally just said it, you know, been the ones where we're dating someone who has kids and we're taking that interest. And so I've dated a few guys that had kids.
Right.
And this is before I had my kid.
Right.
And because I was a product of a mom who was single and dating like crazy, I knew what that felt like to be the kid and the person not taking interest in me. So any guy that I was seeing that had kids, I took an interest in the kid.
Right.
Because
that's how, I mean, they're a part of them.
And when I saw that they weren't doing shit for their kid,
I
always said something.
Right.
So, you know, one of them, I never got to meet his kids,
mm-hmm.
but I never saw him doing anything for them. And so there I knew he was a terrible father.
Right.
He wasn't providing for them financially. He wasn't trying to spend time with them. Like, there would be times where he would make dates with me. And I'm saying to myself, like, I've seen you like 4 times this week. Like, when do you see your kid?
Right.
Kids, you know? And then, like, after him, I met someone else that had a daughter. Mm-hmm. And what was amazing was that, like, here was the one guy that had the 2 kids, never met his kids. I really didn't meet his family. His family came into my restaurant to check me out, and that's how I got to meet them.
Right.
But then when that relationship was done, I met this one guy, and he had a daughter, and, like, we just, like, instantly connected. And the next day, he introduced me to his daughter, his ex-wife, his mom, his dad, his whole family. Yeah. And his daughter was 3 at the time.
Right.
And she was so adorable and cute. And, you know, he was having a little bit of an issue. Like, because he even said to me, he's like, well, you know, I know this is very, very fast, but I really want to see you and spend time with you. And I have no problem introducing you to my daughter and my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, is that okay? And I was like, well, yeah, it's your daughter. Like, she should be taking priority, not me.
Exactly.
And he was like, okay, you know, cool. And so, you know, he was watching her and she was having problems taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just stepped up and I was just, you know, I went over to her and stuff and was coloring with her. And I was like, oh, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling tired. You want to take a nap? And she took a nap with me. She just met me, you know. Right.
That's cute.
And to this day, so now she's in her 20s, mm-hmm. and we're still connected.
Right.
And when things goes bad with the family, she reaches out to me.
Right.
You know, so I still have a bond with his daughter. I don't talk to him, but I'm really, really cool with his daughter. I love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like a second mom to her, you know,
which is sweet.
Yeah. And so, like, both my parents were dating. My dad was a little bit more invested in his relationships, where my mom was just like, whatever,
right.
You know, but my dad's girlfriends, and that was one of the things that pissed me off with the women he was dating, was they never took an interest in me.
Mm.
I think, like, maybe the girlfriend after my mom took an interest in me. Mm-hmm. I remember her driving me to school one day. You know, I remember her wanting us to do things, kind of like a little family thing. And it was weird mm-hmm. for me because it's like, you're not my mother, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
But when I look back, I was like, wow, she did take an interest in me.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I invited her to my son's baptism. She showed up.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I
think that shows the type of character you are when you, on both ends.
Yes.
You know, when it comes out. For me, I know I look at, if I'm dating a guy, I want to see the relationship between their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a good relationship and I see that person really invested in their children, to me, that's a positive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it shows me what type of person that they are.
Yeah.
And it should go both ways, vice versa. If you're dating somebody who has a, you know, kids, a man, female, whatever it is, that's an important factor.
Yeah. That was, when I was around 16, so I've spoken about my first relationship and how he was older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Around the same time, my dad was dating his fiance, and she was the same age as my boyfriend. Crazy.
Right.
Which is crazy. She was way younger than my dad, and my boyfriend was way older than me. But mm-hmm. our partners, my father and I, our partners were the same age.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I remember meeting up with her for lunch one day, and I had said to her, like, don't you see this is, like, anything wrong? He's not making plans with me. He's not doing things. And you, as his partner, and being the age you are,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you would want to have kids with him, maybe.
Right.
And he's not even taking an interest in me.
Right.
You know?
Because what kind of father is he going to be if he's not even a father to you right now?
Exactly. And she wasn't trying. Like, all she cared about was having him. Having him all to herself.
You know, and that's a shame, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes down to that. Because I'm going to tell you, women and men,
mm-hmm.
that if you are dating somebody who has a child and you want to and say the child is living with the other parent or whatever the case is, and if that person is not showing interest within their own kid and doing things with them, you have to look at yourself and be like, what kind of father would this man be to my kids,
yeah.
to our kids?
Or do you, you know, want to have a future? Like, do you want to build a family with him? Yeah.
And do you want the same situation to follow through? Because mm-hmm. it's kind of like a cycle.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes down to it.
Yeah. I remember when my aunt had gotten married, she invited me and she invited my dad and his, at the time, became his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen my dad in years at that point. And he, you know, comes over and we're talking. Mm-hmm. And she was just very like wanting to get him out of there, you know. And then the next day was Father's Day, the day after the wedding. And we were having a little like last minute party, like before we all said goodbye. And I stepped away because I needed to take a nap because I was tired from all like the traveling and the drinking and the partying. Mm-hmm. And I wake up and he's not there and he had left and she didn't even
wake you up to say, you know, we're leaving.
Yeah. Or tell him to like say goodbye to your daughter.
Right.
You know? And it was just like, I couldn't stand her.
I swear, like, you know, when you look back, they have to be happy that now, today, as you're an adult, that you have a relationship with either one of them, mm-hmm. you know, from your mom to your dad, because there's some kids that would, as, you know, as we get older, we tend to sometimes reflect back and there is hurt and pain there where they don't even want to be bothered, mm-hmm. you know? So it's just, it's a learning experience.
It is.
And they have to be, I mean, it's a learning experience for you in terms of what you want for yourself as you, you know, raise your own child and the type of people that you bring into your own life. Mm-hmm. And then also for them that they got to be, they better be happy that they have a daughter like you who's forgiving.
Right. All you know? Right. Or just stupid.
You know, no, you're not stupid. You're forgiving, mm-hmm. you know, of your mother for all the bullshit and then your father for just not being there when you needed him to be.
Yeah. You know, like,
you know, same thing goes for me. My father was not there. Mm-hmm. You know, he was selfish, all about himself. He didn't give a shit, you know, and
all
he
about
better
the women.
Yes, and Jamaican men. Yeah. We all know how that goes, mm-hmm. you know. It's he didn't give two shits about me back then, you know, and then now it's something different.
Yeah. Now what's so funny is he's telling you like, please don't date like.
I'm- yeah, he's like, are you getting married anytime soon? Like I'm supposed to predict that? Oh, you know, because you know, just in case I sell my condo here in Florida, I want to know if I can move in with you. And I'm like,
what?
You know, during that conversation, I kind of like blanked out. I was like, okay, uh-huh. And then I get off the phone and I tell you and I'm like,
and I'm looking at you.
The conversation and I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm looking at you like
what the fuck do my parents take me for?
We want you to be celibate and alone for the rest of your life and take care of us.
Like them. And sorry, I don't want that for myself. And it's not going to be like that.
Yes.
So would it be? Would not.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, the bullshit that we freaking take, you know, mm-hmm. it's just insane.
Yeah.
As kids of
single parents as well as being parents.
And then they were, you know, my mom was there. She was a single parent, took care of me. She decided to become a nun. No more sex, no more nothing.
I can't.
My father just didn't give a shit. He was like, I'm going to live my life. Mm-hmm. Fuck my daughter. Oh, but now he's lucky that I am a forgiving person.
Right.
You know, and I've put shit aside to the past. Where he can freaking call me and say some shit like that.
I know. Cause as you're telling me, I'm just looking at you like, do you not see anything wrong with what he just said?
Right. And then my father used to date as well. My father dated, and the times that he would so-called quote unquote see me, mm-hmm. it was really his girlfriend that was taking me to the movies. I was probably like 8 years old. And this woman moved into the house that we just moved out. You know, mm-hmm. my mom bought a house. We moved there and, you know, it's the second my mom and us moved out, some woman came thereafter. Mm. And this woman, she was nice. You know, I'm not going to say she was a bitch. She was really nice. And she played that role as she should have, mm-hmm. I guess you can say.
If you're truly interested in your father.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she took me to the movies and, you know, she bought me things, took me to McDonald's, you know, to those, you know, she did, you know, the right thing, I would say, on her end. Mm-hmm. The women thereafter didn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. And it was just apparent that they were just playing, you know, the part.
Playing it up just
for
him.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
And thereafter, as I got older, the relationship that we had just disconnected until I got older.
Mm-hmm. My mom had a relationship with this guy who was married and had twins, right? Mm-hmm. And he took an interest, you know? And it was weird how, like, first of all, like I said, my mom ignores the biggest red flag in the room.
Right.
House could be burning down and she'll just be like, oh, well, this part of the house isn't burning, so I'm still going to stay here. Like, that's how she is. It's like, homeboy is married with twins. Oh, and the kids were younger
than
me.
Something else.
Yeah, I was about 13 or so, and like 12 or 13, and his kids were 5, I think, at the time.
Right.
And but he was always like making plans with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, let's, you know, me, you and Dagna can da, 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 you know, and he was always including me. So I liked him. I thought he was cool. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's like, Ma, he's married. He's got two kids, you know. Obviously that didn't last.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But yeah, it was, I tell you, like, if I think back to all the men and how dangerous
the situations
were, it really throws people for a loop. You know, right. I've had some of her boyfriends hit on me, and it's like, I was underage, and it's like, you're seeing my mother. And then now I'm in a space of like, I don't know if they're actually going to act on it.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And
it's just scary.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I tell my mother and it's, oh, well, you just don't want me to be happy. Like, I'm making the shit up.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, it's one thing to be a mother and want to date and get out there and mm-hmm. not give a fuck about what your kid thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like that, then why did you have a kid to begin with?
Exactly.
But if you have a kid,
because your kid should be your priority,
right? And I think that, and like I've told you this many times, like at the end of the day, our kids want us to be happy. They don't mm-hmm. want us to be alone. And at the same time, they do have to understand that, like, yeah, we love you, but I can't marry my son. You know, I remember my son used to get so upset, like, why can't we get married? Like, ew, no.
Yeah, they don't have that understanding. They don't know.
Yes, we don't live in West Virginia, honey. So no, that's not happening.
Like my son, he's very, very protective.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the mama's
little,
boy.
Little man of the house.
Yeah.
You know, but I think he does want you to get married or be happy with someone. However, they have to take an interest in him.
Right.
And if they don't, you know, then obviously this person is not the one.
Exactly.
So I'm
hoping. So it's interesting because mm-hmm. the person that I'm dating now, he has kids and they're older.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, two. So, you know, I know like it's, things are, as I said, everything is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything takes time. And when the time is right, hopefully I'll get to meet his kids and he'll meet mine and we'll see how that goes. Because, you know, to me, that's very important to see how my kids take to him.
And how he takes to them.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's important how, you know,
yeah.
I take to his kids too. Obviously.
I think that, you know, he has nothing to worry about when it comes to you. I think the more so the worry for us is what you just went through with the last person.
Right.
And I, you know, it's like, yeah, you guys are in this space of euphoric ecstasy, but it's like, okay, well, here's the reality. Are we going to be serious? And if we're going to be serious, like, are you serious about my kids?
Yeah.
And we're not going to know until that happens. So right.
Exactly. Because, you know, the way that last relationship ended, you know, it was just very interesting because he started to make me feel as if like something was wrong with me because I had children, mm-hmm. you know, and like, you're great, Cheryl, if it was just you. And it's like, sweetie, it's not just me,
and,
you know.
And he knew that when he met you.
Yeah, he knew that from day one.
Yeah.
You know,
just gonna disappear.
And it's not like I'm asking much of you. It's just to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And why is that such a problem? But at the same time, it's hard for him to comprehend that because he has issues himself. Mm-hmm. For somebody who has mental issues and has a hard time dealing with life in general,
mm-hmm.
how the hell can you deal with my kids, even though it's as simple as just having a conversation? Right. Even something as small as that was an issue. And what am I to say when it comes down to that? Now looking back and thinking about the whole picture, he had issues all around.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, something simple as that, he couldn't, you know, he can't do.
I think a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot of men, I'm just going to say people. I think a lot of people have a hard time because they think automatically that, oh, this person's going to want me financially. And a lot of times, and what the foundation is that I'm looking for a partner. And yes, I have kids. I don't want you to financially provide for them,
right.
But I do need you to help me with their development.
If you're going to be in my life.
If you're going to be in my life, I'm going to need your help and assistance with the development. I'm not telling you to reprimand my child or, you know, be like, act like you're their father.
Right.
But when certain situations come up, take those, you know, help me.
Take that interest.
Take the interest, yes. And help me and assist me. you know, because at the end of the day, like, you know, they always say it takes a village to raise a child, which is true.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be just mom and dad, but it could be mom, dad, cousin, aunt, whatever. And it's like with your kids, like if I catch something, I say something.
Exactly.
And it's not like I'm coming at your kids or reprimanding them. And it's the same thing with my son. Like, if, you know, you'll just say, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then we'll have a discussion together.
Right.
And it's a moment for them to like learn.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
But at the end of the day, our kids don't need two mothers. Our kids need like some male, a real good male role model.
Right. I agree with that.
Of what it's, you know, because at the end of the day, we're not guys.
Yeah.
And we can try to assist our sons and our daughters in what to look for or whatever when it comes to a man, but we're not men.
Exactly.
And that's the other thing. It's like, there's not a lot of good guys out there, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I agree with that. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, I am very family oriented, you know, and, you know, whoever I'm with, I do want to take an interest in their kids and I do want to genuinely just get to know them.
Right.
You know, and that's just me and the person that I am. And I would hope the person that I'm with would want to do the same.
Yeah.
You know, and I do look for that family dynamics, you know, and unfortunately with the last one, it just wasn't there, obviously.
It definitely wasn't there with Mocha. Like, he didn't take any interest in my son until I said something.
Yeah, until you were pretty much over it.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I should have realized. I mean, I knew it from the beginning, like as I was thinking, okay, well, this is not going to go anywhere because of the age difference. Like we're just kind of our companions. But then when we started talking a little bit more seriously about living together, that's when it really like hit the forefront of we can't live together because you don't even take my son into
consideration
or put him as part of the equation.
Right.
And, you know, we were talking about, oh, well, you know, I said, okay, well, I want to get a 2-bedroom because my son needs his own space. He's older now. And I hadn't had that because I had a 1-bedroom. Mm-hmm. And it was like, what? Oh, but I want to bring my gym equipment. Where am I going to put my gym equipment and my computer? And it's like,
now, you know,
did you forget I have a fucking kid?
So relationship is all about sacrifice. Yeah. And if you really want to be with this person, you'll take an interest in their child and then make that effort.
Right.
Into,
it shouldn't even be a sacrifice. It's the fact that you love this person.
Right.
But it is considered
a sacrifice because you're sacrificing your own needs. No, but I'm just saying in a sense, you're sacrificing. To me, I look at those little things. Mm-hmm. You know, here your gym equipment is more important than my son. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're willing to push what you have aside for the sake of my son, then I see things a little differently.
Right.
But he wasn't willing to do that. It was just his focus was that.
Yeah.
And that was the problem.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Among other things, exactly. You know? And it's like, did you obviously forgetting that I have a son.
Mm-hmm.
I want to spend more time with him. And then it was like, oh, is he going to be living with us? Like, I don't know if I can deal with that. And all right, well then fine. Then we don't have to live together. It's fine.
Right.
You know, I've gone this amount of years without you. It's okay. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay. And then he started to, change up because I was like
done.
Yeah. And I was like, no, this is your initial reaction. Yeah. Then no.
Yeah. Cause first reaction was his genuine reaction.
Right.
Okay.
And even my son is like, oh, I know he doesn't take an interest. Like, and my son is like the easiest person to get along with. He's so like loving and thoughtful and wants to talk to everybody. It's not like pulling teeth to try to get him to talk to you.
Right.
So yeah, that's why I'm just like, yeah, this relationship is not the one.
It's not for you.
No.
Yeah.
No, and
you shouldn't have to beg somebody to want to get to know your kid.
Yeah.
That should be something that
he's a part of me. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you want to get to know
exactly.
him?
Exactly.
he's fucking awesome.
Exactly.
But yeah, when
yes, he is.
Yeah. But, you know, when guys don't even ask me how's my son doing and it's all about me, it's just like I know that this isn't gonna go anywhere. You know, but I would never be like that.
I would never be like that either.
I can't because, like I said, I know what that feels like as a child.
Yeah.
So I definitely take, you know, my partner's life into consideration if they have kids.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. It's very interesting, and it's a hard topic for those out there who are single parents and want to have a life, have find a partner, and then but also have, you know, your kids are hopefully, for those out there, a good majority of your kids are your priority, you know, and it's difficult.
It has to be a balance.
Yeah. You know, a balance of here, you want to spend time with this person. You want your time together, your private time, and then factoring the kids into the mix of that. Because I know I have a lack of private time. So I'm trying to like suck it in as much as possible. But at the same time, I do want to incorporate both sides together at some point, you know. So it's just seeing where things go and seeing if that's even a possibility. Because right now, it's just, as I said before, it's still new.
Right. Well, hopefully sooner than later, because like I said, it's going to be, it would be so hurtful and hard on you.
Right.
If your feelings develop more and he has no interest or can't even try to connect with them.
Yeah.
It'd just be a waste of time.
Or have me connect with his.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, you know, it's, we'll see how where things go. But I do agree, you know, it's best to kind of like, you know, you don't want to rush that aspect of, okay, you know, oh, here's my kids, you know, do you connect? You know, that's, it's, you know, it's, I feel like right now it's like too soon for that, but I know at some point, yes.
Has to be within the first 3 to 6 months.
No, of course. Like in between anything past like 6 months, that's like a big red flag of this is not going to happen. This is not going to go anywhere. And I need to reevaluate even being in this situation.
Yeah.
So I do agree with that.
Yeah.
But as I said, only time will tell and we'll see.
I'm hoping whoever I meet next.
They take that interest in you 100% as well as Lucian. So that's very important. I know that's important for me. And it's hard to meet a guy. You see these men out there. Then there's some women who are so lucky. You know, there was one wedding video that I saw where a woman was getting two situations where a woman was getting married and she had her daughter and the man that was in her life adopted her because the father was never around.
That's so
and
sweet.
It was just like, it was so sweet that it made me cry.
Yeah.
You know? And it was the same thing vice versa. You know, a guy, you know, getting married, he had his son and then the woman doing the same thing. And that's real love when you really take an interest in somebody to the point that you love not only this person, but you love the person that's a part of them, you know, that you're willing to make them yours, you know, and that's true love. And that is, I envy that when, you know, somebody, a man or a woman, they find that because it's, you know, I think that's all that you and I would want, you know, is to find that right person.
Right.
But it's hard. I know.
It is. And like
it's hard filtering who's, you know,
who's good and who's not.
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh,
I wish it was easier.
Oh, maybe they'll come up with an app.
Yeah.
They have an app for everything.
Yeah.
Well, we would love to hear, have you ever experienced or like, have you been the child where your parents are dating like crazy? And how did that turn out for you as the child seeing that?
Yeah.
And
did they take an interest in you at all?
Yeah.
Or were they just like,
fuck you.
Yeah.
I want to fuck your parent. Like,
who really wants to think about that? Right. Let's be real.
Or were you on the other end where you're dating someone that has a child? And if the child isn't connecting with you, but you have a really good connection with the parent.
Yeah. I feel like you should make the effort, you know, because nothing is easy in the beginning, you know, getting to know kids, you know, and the other half is not always easy. Some people are not easy to get along with, you know, they
build up a challenge. Some children make it a challenge.
Yeah.
I will say that.
But I would definitely say if you're gung-ho and you're in it, to really, then you'll keep trying in hopes that somehow you break through and you get through.
Yes. So you can reach out to us at ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com or you can follow us
on Instagram, Facebook, Lady and the Harlot.
Yes.
And follow.
Follow. Leave a review.
Yes.
A positive one.
As I always say.
Subscribe and there's more to come, guys.
Trust me. We're just getting started.
I know. I'm so excited. I was like, we're up to episode. I don't even know what episode this one is.
Yeah, but there is more to come. Mm-hmm. You're going to see Lady in a Harlot everywhere.
2023.
Yes.
It'll be on your mind constantly.
Yeah, because you're going to see it everywhere. Lady in a Harlot, Lady in a Harlot.
Billboards.
That's right.
Yes. Mm. So
2023.
Cool. That was so loud. So with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And this is another episode of Lady in a Harlot.
Peace out.
See you next time. All the good girls go to the girls, all the good girls go to the girls, all the good girls.